Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is December the 31st of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show as we get ready to go into 2019. We want to leave 2018 and go into 2019 with strategy. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about your life strategy. It's totally different from your life plan. It's totally different from your life purpose, your life mission, goals. This is a strategy. We want to talk stratagem today. Extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you go into 2019 with a complete strategy. We talked about this morning with a little short nugget, as I shared with everyone, about the strategy or the stratagem of the eagle and the lion. The eagle maintains vision or represents vision. The lion represents tenacity or an attitude or a disposition that says, I'm the king of the jungle and I run this. And so that's the disposition. But now we need a strategy to implement the vision and the tenacity of the lion. What is the strategy, my brothers and sisters? What is your strategy? Do you have a strategy? Most people live and they go through life. We got strategies and we have ideals. We have different. We have a different perspective or direction for the way that we execute different things in our life. But when it comes to life itself, what is your strategy? And when we say strategy, what do we mean? Well, if you look at dictionary.com or any good dictionary, you're going to see the word general or the word command after or next to the word strategy. So a strategy represents being a military general or having a mindset like a general that's running running an organization or an army. So when we talk about strategy, we're talking about some very unique characteristics. A strategy contains many things, but primarily a strategy contains a plan that's based upon, and let's throw in the word, I was going to leave out the word purpose, but the strategy comes from purpose. So that's a given. So we want to make sure that we include this word when we talk about a strategy. So the strategy, again, a strategy is the under, over, and understanding purpose. So purpose determines success, and purpose is the reason why something is created. So purpose is reason. So strategy is the reason of implementing this assignment called purpose. So what is your strategy for life, for your life, and how do you develop a life strategy? So I want to assist you today with laying the foundation so you can go into 2019 with a really good strategy. Now, hopefully you're a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, where we're going to be breaking this down for the entire year. But your strategy is going to develop a mindset. The mindset is going to develop a particular language or disposition. The language or disposition is going to develop a particular lifestyle. So strategy is the lifestyle. So at the end of the day, your strategy helps. This is how you live your life. So what is the lifestyle strategy? What is your lifestyle strategy going into 2019? So the number one key, the number one thing that you need to develop your strategy, we're going to break down these seven keys to establishing your life strategy for 2019. This is what we do in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This is what I do for all my clients to assist them with to develop a strategy that's based upon, number one, purpose. Now, this purpose automatically contains within it a particular process, or let's use the word procedure. So your strategy contains an endless dynamics. It's the rhythm and rhyme. It's the rhythm and the reason. So your strategy contains a purpose. Your purpose contains a procedure. Your procedure then has or is a specific plan. Now, the procedure and the plan are different as we're going to break this down. Next, after the purpose, the procedure, the plan, that results in a particular pattern, because patterns are power. If you don't have a pattern, then you don't have no power. So most people, they don't have a pattern in their life. That's why they don't have no power. And your life strategy should be based upon a pattern that comes from a particular plan that contains a particular step-by-step process that is based upon your God-given purpose. So your life strategy, this is the strategy. So every day you wake up, you got a strategy. So that way you don't have to try to pull it out of thin air. You don't have to consult a curandero. You don't got to read no tarot cards, so you don't have to do no, you know, paint by numbers. You ain't got to guess when it comes to your life. Now, most people do, but you don't have to do that anymore. Because if you understand a strategy, that means the general has a structure. The word strategy actually means structure. The word structure means the step-by-step building plans. It's like the blueprint for your life. And so without a blueprint for your life, then you go through life guessing, and you go through life and you make mistakes because you don't have purpose, you don't have a process, you don't have a plan, and you don't have a pattern. And that pattern doesn't strategically position you. So you don't have a position in your market, so you don't have a brand. And so nobody knows who you are. Like if I say your name, if I go to your hood and I, hey, man, you know Thomas? And everybody say, yeah, man, we know Thomas, man. He's black. And is your position, is your brand, is your name, is how you are known, is that good? Or is it bad? How are you known? What's your brand? What's your position? And after the position, after now, again, a strategy represents at all of the highest levels of government, of corporations, of organizations, of businesses, of churches, of military, there is a strategy. Everybody has a strategy. That's a structure. That everybody has a strategic plan. So who is the head of the strategic planning department? That's you, my brother. That's you. See, you are the head. You are the CEO of the strategic planning and management department that's called you, Incorporated. Now, maybe you don't know that it has been given up to you, that it is your job to have a way of thinking that communicates clarity of thought. So do you have a way of thinking that communicates clarity of thought? So if I ask you, what is your strategic plan for your diet or for your health? You should be able to articulate that to me. That is the ploy. Number six, after the position, you have a way of ploy, but it's the deploy that keeps you from being employ. So in order, if you don't have a ploy, if you don't have a deploy, then that means you got to be employed. Somebody got to see, you will be employed if you don't have a deploy, you don't have a ploy. So we got to break down what that means, because see, if you have a life strategy, if you have a stratagem, then you have there is a particular way by which this broad, long-range, far-reaching preparation that was made before you engage the enemy. See, in the military, every military general, they number one, they seek to avoid battle if possible. But if they must engage the enemy, they have a strategy in place for destroying the enemy's will to fight. Well, that's what we did in the Marines. See, one thing I learned about the military, one of the great things about being in the military is they taught us strategic planning. And they taught us that, number one, a strategic plan should be done before engaging the enemy. So 2019 is not here. So this is the time. This is the last day. Before you go into 2019, do you got a strategic plan in place? Now remember, the seven components of a successful strategic plan for your life is purpose, number one. Procedure or process, number two. Plan, number three. Pattern, number four. Position, number five. Your ploy is number six. Your perspective is number seven. These seven P's are different from the seven P's for the Dear Kinnear Report, which is purpose, procedure, process, product, profit, prosperity, and peace. Here we got purpose, procedure, plan, pattern, position, ploy, perspective. Every military general has these seven keys before, this is part of their strategic planning that should be done before you have to engage the enemy. Your enemy in this case is the opposite of a successful life. The enemy of a successful life is a non-successful life. Now, non-successful life for me is more bills than money. Another indication of a non-successful life is having an acidic body instead of an alkaline body. So my body, for me to be successful, I have to maintain in an alkaline state more than I maintain an acidic state. That's called health. Also, for me to be successful, my strategic plan that I've done in advance is for me to oscillate and vibrate in wisdom, to make wise decisions, and to know the truth, not nobody's version, to always seek truth. That is a successful life for me. That means I have a strategic plan to implement gnosis of knowledge in my life. I'm not hoping and wishing that some kind of way I stumble upon the truth. I have a strategic plan to ensure that I engage truth. And then I have a strategic plan in my life for my relationship with my God, with myself, and with others, specifically my wife, my children, and for people in my circle. I have a strategic plan. And this strategic plan, this strategic plan is based upon my purpose. Number one of the seven keys to establishing a strategic plan in your life. Now, remember, strategy is a stratagem. A stratagem is a specific step-by-step process. This process is based upon a structure that allows you to build something. So a strategy is a plan that's going to take you from point A to point B. So a strategy is a plan that is done in preparation of a major advance or venture. It is something that you do because you're moving. So a strategic plan is something that is done because you anticipate the possibility of adversity. So your strategy is done so that way you can define the basis of your engagement. So you want to collaborate and cooperate with yourself, with your God, and with the substances, with the men, meaning, and resources that you have in your life. So a stratagem or a strategy means you want to make sure that you have things in place that's going to allow you to take your purpose, to take your procedure, to take your plan, to take your pattern, to take your position, to take your ploy, and to take your perspective. And you, what you are going to do now is you want to realize and you want to immerse yourself in the role to bring about the realization of a worthy goal. It is the immersion of yourself in your role. So a life strategy is, what's my role for 2019? So what is the role? What is your role for 2019? That's your strategy. Your strategy is to come up with the way by which you're going to oscillate or vibrate in 2019. That's your role. Now, number one is purpose. Now, everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we don't have to go over purpose because we know purpose is the reason why you're here. Purpose is the reason why you was created. Purpose is everything. Where there is no purpose, yeah, you might as well just go ahead and just punch your ticket, homie. It's pretty much over for you. Because purpose is the direction. Purpose is destiny. Purpose is the path that you are on. Now, see, we are all headed down a specific path. So there is a strategy that allows you to go down this path with the least amount of resistance and to go down this path with the most joy that is being fulfilled. That's, see, purpose and path is a strategic decision that takes you down a path. There are many paths. There's only one path for you. So a life strategy means that there is only one destination and I'm going to make choices. I'm going to confront any adversity, any devil or any demon, any disposition or any person that's taking me away. My strategy is the way that I'm going to confound or confuse my enemies. My strategy is to engage in warlike activities and warlike decisions. See, my strategy is to wage war by producing more than I consume. My strategy is to always produce product, service, and information that benefits other people more than it benefits me. My strategy is to draw men, means, and resources so that way I can move in the direction of my goal. That's my strategy. So the way by which I'm going to implement my strategy is I need a plan. So my plan is to, number one, find my purpose. So the first thing before we can talk about strategy is purpose. Now, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. I say that a lot. My mentor, Dr. Miles Rowe, used to tell me that all the time. So there must be goals-based planning. That's strategy. So right now, we are engaging in the simple process of strategic planning. That's what we're doing right now today. We are engaging in the simple process of strategic planning. So this strategic plan or planning that we're doing today, it is going to determine whether or not you as an individual person, you as an organization, you are a business, this will determine whether or not 2019 is going to be a successful year or not. If you go into 2019 and if you leave 2018 and you don't have a strategic plan in place for your own life that's going to produce wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships, if you do not have a plan, if you don't have a business plan, if you don't have a personal business plan in place, then what you're doing is you are moving forward with a wish or a dream. So this takes out the guesswork. This allows you to basically understand the details. And so now you got top down, you got what's called trickle down economics based upon what, you know, Ronald Reagan back in the day, top down. This is a going from general to specific. So general means, okay, I want to make $100,000 in 2019. A strategic or a strategy is how am I going to make $100,000 in 2019? So are you doing or have you done any strategic planning? If you haven't, then that's what we're doing today. So number one of your strategic plan is to sit down and ask yourself one question: what is my purpose? Number one, doing your planning process, you want to sit down with you, yourself, and yourself, all three of y'all, your head, your heart, and your gut, all three of y'all need to sit down, and y'all need to have a conversation. And the conversation should go something like this. Okay, if you want to know the purpose of a thing, don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. That should be how step one goes. Now, the thing, God has sent other people into your life to assist you with that process, me being one of those people. So I grew up 40 plus years on the planet. I had no idea why I was here. So for 40 plus years, I walked around in the dark, and I was in Groundhog's Day for 40 years. So I got some clients who've been in Groundhog's Day for 5 years or 10 years, and they're a little frustrated and upset. Homie, call me, man, after you've been doing this shizness for 40 years. Like the children in the desert, they walked around for 40 years until the entire generation died out. Moses left Egypt, the knuckleheads walked around. A 40-day journey took 40 years. Now, most people, that's what they're doing because they don't have a strategy. So my strategy, as I said before, as I said this morning, if you didn't listen to the 5-minute video I did this morning, it's on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/wakeupblackamerica. Or replacing error with truth, go to my YouTube channel and watch the video that I did this morning on maintaining the mental disposition of the lion. Now, if you remember the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I did an hour and a half talk last night on the 7 keys to an eagle and the 7 keys to the lion. I broke down how throughout the entire Bible, there's only 2 animals mentioned, the lion and the ego. So that's the foundation. What is my life strategy for 2019? My life strategy for 2019 is one word: hunt. Now, lions, they do one thing all day. The male lion. Lionesses, okay, they take care of the little lions, you know, they're the pride, they maintain the pride. But the male lion, he do one thing, maul. That's my disposition for 2019. It's like 24/7, 365, I just eat. That's my disposition. Now, that word means, for me, that means serve. That means give. That means conquer. That means master my space. That, see, a lion does something that's called thrive. The lion doesn't survive. The lion always eats. It's amazing. Even during the drought, when there's no animals around, the lion does something that's very unique. The lion, he follows wherever the wildebeest goes, that's where the lion goes. The lion follows his prey. The lion understands strategy. And the lion, the way that they hunt, the lion has the pride, and they have a strategic plan. The lion have established a strategic plan that's going to bring about the successful operation of the pride. That's your job. So I have a plan. Number one, for you to be successful in 2019, of the seven keys to establishing a life plan, because you are a military general. And like any military general, you understand something. You understand that in order for your campaign, because number one, you want to avoid conflict. You don't really look for conflict, but if it shows up, you're going to execute. See, in the military, it's about execution. Now, this is the art of being a general. If you are a general, you have preparations made before battle. The Bible says, what man goes into war? What man goes to war without first counting the cost? So your life strategy, count the cost, brother. Count the cost. So what are the costs? Okay, I'm a didactic teacher. As a didactic teacher, there are certain costs that's involved. There are some people that don't like didactic teaching. They like fluff. They like, you know, lights and cameras, and they like a lot of fancy stuff. So I need to understand that my market is not everybody. So do you. So as a general, I am going to try to avoid combat or battle, but I have a plan in place that makes combat unnecessary. And then I have a plan in place that if combat is necessary, it destroys the enemy's will to fight. That's my plan. My plan is to destroy the enemy's will with superior weaponry, with superior marketing, with superior products, with superior service. My plan is to destroy the enemy's will to fight with IMRs, immediate measurable results. My plan is that if anybody else has a life management system, if anybody else has a religious or spiritual organization, if anybody else come teaching another version, my plan is to have something that delivers immediate measurable results, and it destroys the enemy's will to engage with Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. That's why I don't debate. I don't have a lot of debaters, because their will to debate me is destroyed. When they listen to me talk, they don't want to debate, because I destroy a person's will, because they didn't got no proof. I have something called immediate measurable results. I got something called documented. I got science. I got biology. I got physics. I got Bible. I got esoteric texts. So what I've done, I'm trying to confound the enemy. I want to make sure that I have warlike tactics, so that way my competitors realize the same thing. Nobody wants to. No animal is going to wander into the pride of lion's den. No animal in the jungle wants to confront a lion. They're going to try to avoid the lion at all costs. So I want my enemy, that's not my enemy, I want the individual who actually think that they can communicate in words and diagrams, and that they use etymology. I want to confound their mind and say you do not want to get into an etymologically debate with Dr. Will Ross. You don't want to do that, brother. It's not going to come out well for you. It's not. I'm just gonna put it there out front. It's not. If you want to break down words, and if you want to, you do not want to get into a linguistical battle with me. it's not going to come out well for you. Now, there's people who have set and they've made decisions to engage and to try to execute something that they thought was sound doctrine. But I know it was doomed from the beginning because it was flawed. See, you are flirting with disaster anytime you engage in doctrine that's not sound. Let me say it again. Anytime, see, this is why I have no problems taking on any reverend, any doctor, and any bishop. Why? I know that their doctrine is flawed. I know that they are doomed from the beginning. Start off flawed because they haven't questioned the nature of their reality. I know it because of their language. I know that they're not a they don't have resources and they don't have no tactics that are sound. I know that they are employed, they're not deployed. So I know that their ploy is off. And the reason that I know because they are flirting with disaster, because they have not engaged in etymology. See, if your strategy and if you have a strategy that has not been traced back to the beginning, then your strategy is flawed. Now, let me make sure you understand, because you're flirting with disaster if your purpose is not yours. See, if you are doing something because somebody told you that's what God told you to do, if you're doing something because you read it in a book, if you're doing something because you saw a YouTube video, if you're doing something because your mama, your daddy, you know, some family member said, hey, you're good at this. If you're doing something because, then your execution, your strategy is not going to be successful. Why? Because it's not built upon purpose. Now, remember, the word strategy means structure. The word structure means built upon a sure foundation. The number one thing before we even start building, we got to make sure that you have a sure foundation. So no strategy should be built unless there you have clarity by thinking and communicating your thought that was given to you by your father. If not, then your stratagem is not based upon purpose. So we know that purpose is the reason why a thing was created. So number one, for 2019, do not go into 2019 unless you have crystal clear clarity of the reason why you were created. Now, I was created. And how do you know what you was created to do? Just look what you've been through. That's the number one way. That's easy. We could talk a lot of different ways about finding purpose. I got a 700-page Dear Kenny report. I got life stuff. I got this, that, and the other. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. There are 12 cranial nerves in your head. 12. Those 12 cranial nerves in your head allows you to engage upon a spiritual journey by connecting. There are 12 primary meridians in your body. These 12 primary meridian lines in your body, they are called intelligences. Intelligence. They are consciousness. They arrange life according to the parameters that you've received from the 12 constellations in the sky. That's why the Bible talks about this in Genesis, that the sun, the moon, the stars, they was given for signs and for seasons. Your body goes through signs and seasons. You go through four seasons, and if you're not aware of those seasons, you're going to try to plant when it's time to pluck up. You're going to try to pluck up when it's time to plant. So your job is one, to understand that there are deeper channels. This is called calls. There is a cause. If you do not, now remember, we talk about purpose. If you do not understand the cause of your current dilemma. See, there's a cause for winter. There's a cause. See, sometimes it get cold, there's a cause. Right now, people are running around talking about global warming and this, that, and that. They don't understand. If you look back throughout history, but you got to go back through ages or eons, you have to look at it from every 25,900 years, there's a change in the season. So for 25,000 years, the earth is doing something, because that's called an equinox. So there is a procession. The earth, the universe goes through a procession. Right now we're going through a procession where the climate warms and everybody's freaking out. They think that this is something to do that we're doing wrong. It has nothing to do with carbon emission. It has to do with the 25,900-year cycle of the Earth that goes through freaking seasons. So you mean to tell me in the wintertime you're going to try to fight the winter and make it hot in the wintertime? Yeah, you're going to lose that war, brother. Why? Your strategy is flawed because you don't understand the etymology of seasons. So there are people who do not understand the etymology of God who are going up against God. You are going to lose that fight. You cannot fight God. Now, you can, but it's not going to go well for you. Now, only thing I did is I just traced back and I realized that every 25,900 years, the Earth polar shift changes, if you will. North Pole becomes South Pole. The equator changes. Certain things change. The Earth's magnetic field changes. So we just went through, or we're going through one of those changes, and everybody's losing their mind and say that, hey, we need to spray shiznits in the air to block the sun. You know, the polar cap is melting. You know, shiznits. This is cyclical. This happens every 25,900, you know, times four. If you do the math, and there are 12 of these that are called the freaking zodiac signs that match up with the constellations. Now, 25,900 times 12, that's a lot of years. Now, most of us are not going to be around by the time the next shift comes. So when it happens, we're going to be like, oh, wow, we got to do something, brother. The world is coming to an end. No, boo-boo, it's not coming to an end. It's a freaking cosmology. This is fixed. God set this up this way. Now, God wrote this in the stars. That's what they call 12 constellations. And he put it inside of your body. They call 12 primary meridian lines. And he put it inside the Earth. That's called the 12 tectonic plates. Now, if you understand that when your emotions are influenced by your past, and if your emotions are dictated by life situations, or if your emotions are dictated by your desires that are external, then we have something called a problem. Problems is when you go against God. Universal laws. So there's a universal law called gravity. Now, if you go against that universal spiritual law, and if you don't have an apparatus attached to you when you jump off a building, there is a universal spiritual law called gravity. That universal spiritual law, I don't care what strategy you have to go against that universal spiritual law, it is not your purpose to go against universal spiritual law. If you got a strategy, if you got a plan, if you got a pattern, if you got a position, if you got a ploy, if you got a perspective that says, I'm going to take on gravity. I don't care how great your plan is, brother. I don't care how great your plan is, sister. You are going to lose. Why? Your strategy was doomed from the beginning. Why? You had a King James version. You had a version, but you ain't got the freaking original. So to avoid flirting with disaster, get sound doctrine. That's called purpose. Now, I cannot stress number one because, see, everybody's going into 2019 with they doomed from the beginning. Because I listen, okay, what's your plan for 2019, brother? Well, you know what? I'm going to go against gravity, brother. Oh, okay, so what you going to do? Or people tell me, well, you know what? I'm going to plant in the winter. I got this apparatus. I'm going to do this now. You can build a greenhouse. You can put heaters in there. You can, you know, do all of this stuff so that way you can grow food in the wintertime. But all it takes is just for one thing to go wrong in your plan, and guess what happens? Yeah, it's not going to go well for you, boo-boo. I'm just going to put that out there in the ether. Now, a lot of people try to take on universal spiritual law. I used to be one of them. I did it out of ignorance. But now I understand give and it shall be given. I understand that universal law. You know what another universal law I understand is? God has not given me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. That's a universal spirit. That's a freaking commandment. So therefore, I do not do fear. I know a lot of people, they're afraid of blank. Now, you too. You got something you're afraid of. That's not, whatever that is, that's not from God. Now, that's a strategy, but everybody's, the way that they save the account is set up, it goes against universal spiritual law. That's why they dogs don't hunt. Now, it took me 50 years to figure this out. So number one, I got purpose. Number two, I got a procedure. Now, brothers and sisters, let's keep it real. If you got purpose, and whatever your purpose is, how do you implement that purpose? It's one thing to have gnosis. It's like one thing to know how to read, but it's a whole other thing to actually pick up a freaking book and read. I know a lot of Negroes that know how to read, but they don't pick up books. They got a purpose, read, but they don't got no process. They don't have no procedure in place that's going to allow them to proceed in the direction of their need. How do you proceed in the direction of your need? See, the word process and the word procedure, so we got purpose. Now, again, purpose, if you want to know what you're going to do, just look what you've been through. So if you've been through a lot of, like, childhood trauma, that's your purpose. So when you grow up, you help other kids go through trauma. Why? You're the only person on the planet that know what it feels like to be a child and experience trauma. Nobody else does. You're the only one. You're the only person that can connect to somebody who's going through a traumatic event. If your life when you was a kid was trauma, if you was raised by an alcoholic and you know what it feels like me, then you know. You're the only person that can talk to somebody else who's been raised by an alcoholic. If you got raped, God forbid, but if somebody jumped on you and took your goodies without your consent, you're the only person on earth who, I don't know what it feels like. Now, I can talk about it, I can assist, but I don't know what it feels. See, to know what you called to do, you got to look what you feel. What do you feel? Deep down, what's your touch tone? What's your touch tone? What if I touch it, it changes your tone? What is that? If I say it, your whole vibe changes. What is that? You know what mine is? You know what mine is? Error. Well, I was raised in a cult, but I didn't read about it in the book. We did shit that wasn't right. So when people talk to me about religion, you can't talk to me about religion, man, because I can see through smoke and mirrors. I know there's no God in your doctrine. Why? There's no fruit. That same feeling I had when I was a kid, I get that same feeling in most churches. That feeling, I'll never forget that. When they put my dog behind in a box, I still remember that freaking feeling of going to bed hungry at night by serving a God who got fields of wheat. That dog don't hunt. I know what it feels like. See, if you don't know what it feels like, don't talk to me about it, man. Don't talk to me, because I'm going to go cuckoo, and me and you, we're not going to be friends. I want to be your friend, but you trying to look me in the eye and tell me something of which you know nothing about. So unless you were 4 or 5 years old, unless you got a metal pipe hit on your back when you was a kid, unless you was forced to go 3, 5, 6, 7 days with no food when you were 6 and 7 years old, and the person who was doing that to you had a freaking Bible in their hand, and you was praying, and you were doing all this, don't talk to me about religion, brother, because that, what you got, it don't hunt. Because you don't feel deeply like I do. You ain't willing to die. See, I choked the life out of you quick, bro. Why? I'm not going back down that path. I've already been down that road. That's purpose. Purpose is something that when you talk, everybody else stops and listens, because the tone in your voice is different from everybody else. That's purpose. So when I talk about religion, I'm not talking about no shit I read of a book. It's freaking real life. The tone in my voice changes. There's an anger that comes up because I see people playing with God, and God ain't nothing to play with. So you cannot talk about stuff that you know nothing of. That's purpose. That's the freaking procedure. The procedure comes from the purpose. The procedure is the mode of conducting your frequency. The tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. See, most people who got purpose, they don't got tone. I listen to them and they tell us, I ask them, what is their purpose? And they don't get what you just heard in my voice, they don't have. That's how I know it's not their purpose. When you talk to me about your purpose, you should start, your voice should crack. You should get very emotional. The anxiety, your heart should start beating fast. Your fists should ball up, and you should go looking for devils when you talk about purpose. That's, you should have righteous indignation. Purpose establishes procedure. The word procedure means to proceed. People tell me all the time, Doc, I want to do this, but then they don't proceed. I know that they ain't got purpose. Do not go into 2019 without your purpose, because you cannot proceed. You will be in Groundhog's Day. I got a lot of clients, they're in Groundhog's Day because they ain't got no purpose. They got an ideal. Now, ideals are great, but ideals are not based upon no freaking facts. that you live through. Purpose is what you've been through. That's what you're called to do. What you've been through, brother. So what have you been through, man? What adversity have you been through? What is your most pressing problem? What devil or demon been riding your back since you came out the womb? See, when I came out the womb, I was born into that. I was born into error. I didn't read about it in the book. I was born and there was a bunch of people who were supposed to be adults and they were making decisions like kids. That, see, purpose established a series of steps that it's like a surgical operation. That's purpose. A procedure is a surgical operation. Number one, purpose. Purpose establishes the surgical precise. That's why I got clarity. See, nobody can tell me, nobody can look me in my eye. They can say it behind my back. But you can't look me in the eye because you don't have the same righteous indignation that I got. So through the jungle, the reason the lion is the king, he got righteous indignation. The lion has an attitude, and he got teeth to back up that attitude. That's why the lion is the king. He ain't the king because of his size. He ain't the king because of his intelligence. The lion is the king of the jungle because of his disposition. That's why he's the king. He's got attitude. So your purpose gives you attitude. That attitude, that's the process. The process leads to number three, a plan. Now remember the word procedure? It means to proceed. Now, proceed is like the word throw seed. That's the plan. My plan is to throw seed. That's what I do every day. Right now, I'm throwing seeds. See, purpose, it gives you seed. See, you cannot look me in the eye, man. You can't look me in the eye. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me you're doing your purpose and you broke. You cannot do that. Because that means when you look me in the eye and tell me that, Brother Will, I'm doing my purpose and you ain't got and you broke, that means you ain't got no seed. That means you can't throw seed. Proceed means throw seed. You ain't got no seed. See, where there is no purpose, abuse is inevitable. You cannot move forward. See, the word plan, that just simply means to begin and carry out a legal action. Legal. See, I got legal jurisdiction to do what I do. Legal. It didn't come from Harvard or Yale. That's where it came from. It didn't come from no little G. It didn't come from no demon or no devil. Guess where it came from? It came from Source. Why? Source put me in an environment. Now, I didn't ask to grow up with no father. I didn't ask for that. I don't remember. At least I don't really have no memory if I did. Now, I didn't ask to grow up with my mom. I could have had, anybody could have been my mom, but I had a particular mom. And my mom made choices and decisions that in my brain as a child, didn't really add up. It didn't make sense. Okay, we didn't have no food, but the little food that we did have, we gave that away. I didn't understand. So I didn't understand that why my mom took us out of school. I didn't understand. So I never learned how to read and write because I was never in school. I was all out walking around in circles freaking saying, thank you, Jesus, every night. I didn't understand. So there was decisions and choices made that at the time I didn't have no input on. They made those choices for me because I was a kid. But guess what? I'm not a kid no more. So now I don't do shit that don't produce results. Now, other people do, but you won't see my black behind doing it. Mm-mm. Not me. I've been there, done that already. See, your plan is flawed if your procedure don't give you seed and that seed don't come from purpose and your purpose don't come from source. You cannot go into 2019 and expect to take on the enemy. Well, you can't debate me if you ain't got no seed. Now, you can debate somebody else that don't know what the hell they're doing, but you cannot talk to me, man, and you cannot proceed. You cannot proceed. You cannot move forward. You cannot throw seed. C-E-D-E. Seed. Do you know what seed means? C-E-D-E, not S-E-E-D. Proceed. That comes from purpose. C-E-D-E. It means to transfer or make room for surrender. It means legal right. I'm a lion. I take what's legally mine. I don't ask for it. So if you somebody come into my house and they take something out of my kitchen and I see it later, and it's in your house, I'm going to go in your house, and I'm going to take it back. Why? Legal right. Why? It's mine. That comes from purpose. That's the plan. See, right now, you have legal right to wealth, but you don't have it. And so you need to go, and you need to see your wealth, and you need to take it. That's my strategy. That's what lions do. Lions get up and they maul every day, all day. They get up and lion got one thing. The lion could just eat. His belly could be full. And if a meal wanders by, the lion gets up. It's instinct. He don't know nothing else to do. He just put his teeth to flesh. That's what lions do. So you should create. You should wake up. You just created a book yesterday. You should wake up. Oh, I'm going to create another book today. I'm going to do another show. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You should be creating. Why? You are freaking God. God's create, lions hunt. That's your strategy for 2019. That should be your strategy, but it's probably not. Why? Seed. You see, my plan is to proceed. I'm a seeder. I'm a C-E-D-E-R-E. You know what I mean? That means it's someone who's going to take property. It means to go from. It means to proceed out, to go away, to avoid, to go. It means wayfarer. Seed. Proceed. Number one, purpose. Number two, procedure. Number three, plan. Now, plan, same word as proceed. But the word procedure is the process by which you implement your plan. What is my plan? To throw my seed. What is my seed? The next word, pattern. I got purpose, procedure. I got plan. Now I got a pattern. That's your job every day. You need a pattern. Your brain, a lion thinks in patterns. One, the only thing he sees, meal. Everything is lunch. Everything yields to him. Nothing is more powerful than him. In his brain, the elephant is actually powerful than him. A rhinoceros is actually powerful than him. There's a lot of threats to the lion, but the lion doesn't perceive it as a threat. In the lion's brain, everything's lunch. The lion doesn't even understand that, dog, that's bigger than you. The lion would jump on the back of an elephant and start biting it. The craziest thing. It's crazy. Lions will walk up to a watering hole full of alligators, and he'll growl. You know, the lion's roar, it produces a frequency that produces lactic acid in his prey. Did y'all know that? A lion, when he roars, his sound of the lion's roar, it immobilizes the animal from running. So the animal can run, but his muscles stiff up. He can't run at top speed. That's the power. Patterns of power. See, when you are in your purpose, when you speak, it immobilizes your prey. They can't run away. But see, if you ain't got no purpose, you ain't got no power. You ain't got no dunamis power. You got power, but it's not dunamis power. It doesn't come from source. It comes from somewhere, but it doesn't come from source. Now, in Project Sun, as I talked about before, they are releasing stuff into the atmosphere so you can get power from the anti-God. That's what Project Sun is doing. They are producing antimatter. So that way, now remember, we got this in our bodies right now, according to the book of Romans. It's called flesh. So there's something that they are releasing to empower your flesh so that way they can produce more anarchy. That way they can produce more chaos. It's the ability. So a demon is nothing. A demon is chaos. If you want to see a demon, all you got to do is find a house that's cluttered. That's a demon. Demons are disorder. Gods are patterns. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. You cannot go into 2019 with disorder. That's demonic. Let me say it again. Disorder, anytime you see disorder, you're looking at the devil. Find something that's out of order. God is a God of order. The anti-God is disorder. So the way that a nuclear bomb works is through explosion. The explosion happens because you take molecules out of order. Let me say it again. An explosion, an atomic bomb, weapons, disaster, chaos, killing, everything that's evil in the world is a removal of order. You remove the word pattern is an arrangement that is repeated. Let me say it again. A pattern is a specific arrangement that is repeated. Let me say it again. A pattern is a specific arrangement. It's like an outline. It's a plan. If you remove the pattern, the step-by-step process, you have something called chaos or disorder. So the anti-God is a God of disorder. The big God, the real God, is a God of order. So patterns is order. Focus, discipline, order. So number one, purpose. Number two, there should be a process. That process gives you this plan. This plan results in a particular pattern. That's a step-by-step pattern, step-by-step process that is repeated. That's a pattern. Now, do you got a pattern in your life for 2019? So I have a pattern. So every day I wake up, I get up, and I do pretty much the same thing. That's a pattern. And then that pattern is frequently repeated. That's why I got power. Now, in order for you to have power, you need to have a pattern in place. And that pattern, that establishes your position. Now, your position comes from your pattern. Now, it's interesting because when we look at a particular strategy, strategy takes this person or this purpose, this process, this plan, this pattern, this position, this ploy, this perspective, and as this plan is implemented, it produces this process and this plan, and so this strategy now starts to relate or starts to express, expose, and expand how we should proceed in order to realize our goals. That pattern is the step-by-step, the rhyme and the reason. It automatically emerges from the plan, the procedure, and the purpose that we've implemented. It automatically creates a pattern. And this pattern produces a way of making decisions that brings about the reality that we wish to engage or to encounter. This reality that we wish to engage or to encounter. What reality, Brother Will? Well, for me, my purpose, my procedure, my plan, my pattern produces a position or a brand that says I am wealthy, that I am healthy, that I am wise, and that I am a toe-curling relationship. That is the position that my life strategy has established. That is the stance. That is the structure. That is the position. That is the place. That is the ground. That is the high calling. That is the highest possible good that I wish to oscillate or vibrate on. That allows me to exercise what I call a superpreneur attitude. I am a feelingpreneur. I feel. I'm willing to die and I'm willing to live for my position. That's my brand. So now that establishes a particular ploy. Now, the ploy is a ruse. A ploy is a vibrational secret behind the scenes. I almost want to use what almost. Well, that implies a negative connotation. I'm looking for a word that is similar to secrecy, but it's vibrationally. A ploy is the being in a position that allows you to maneuver to gain an advantage. Ploy. Now, you can be employed and you can be deployed. When you deploy, it's self. When you're employed, it's by the motivation of someone else. So if you are an employee, you are able to go about your life from a perspective of moving in a direction, but it's at the instruction of someone else. You're not a command. You're not in command. You're not the four-star general. So you're gaining advantage, but the advantage benefits someone else more than it benefits yourself. That's being employed. Now, to be deployed or to be deployed, you're doing the same thing of the employee. The only benefit, only difference is all of the benefit goes to you. Like every time I sell a book, all of the money goes to me. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. Every time I do a series, I'm getting ready to start a new series on January the 5th. So you guys want to join me, January the 3rd, how to legally pay no taxes, how to set up your business. Again, this is a strategy for life in 2019. You should keep all the money in your pocket. If you make $100,000, you should keep $100,000. Why you want to give it away? Legally. Like there's enough deductions that you qualify for that you can keep $100,000 in your pocket if you set your business up in the four ways. There's four ways by which to structure or to bring in wealth or to bring in money. Everybody knows the number one way, that's being an employee. That dog does not hunt, as proven. No people in Congress or employees. Very few people in Congress pay taxes. Do you know the people in Congress got a totally different healthcare system than you? You know there's a law, there's an HR 1 something, I'm going to talk about it during the series, that people in Congress cannot be convicted of certain crimes. One of them, sexual molestation. They can't be sued. Did you know that? Do you know that the people in Congress, they don't have to, their registration or their vehicles, they live, the elite, if you want to use that word elite, totally different from you and me. Why do the people in Congress have different laws that they abide by than you? Ploy. See, a ploy is a way that you proceed that is a tactic, but it benefits you. It's something that brings about what they call a gambit, G-A-M-B-I-T. Now, that's an interesting word, gambit. So it is a move. A ploy is a move or a gambit. The word gambit is a maneuver by which one seeks to gain advantage. It is a remark that is made to open or redirect conversation. Now, so I do a lot of gambiting every day. Let me say that again. I do a lot of gambiting every day. I'm doing like gambiting, a gambit. See, that's a strategy. See, most people, they live and they go through their entire life and they never sit down and they never actually put on paper a strategy for their own life. So if you remember the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, that's what we're going to do in 2019. We're going to make sure that you have a strategy that's not flawed, but a strategy that is sound because it's etymology. So a ploy is a strategy that is a ruse, R-U-S-E, not moose, ruse, R-U-S-E, a strategy that is a gambit, G-A-M-B-I-T. It gives you advantage. It's not a employee, you are a deployee. A gambit. A gambit is actually a chess move that gives you an advantage. It's the ability, while everybody else is playing checkers, you're playing chess. A gambit. A ploy. Last but not least, the strategy of the seven P's. Number one, purpose. Number two, that your purpose establishes a process. Number three, that process tells you the plan. The plan gives you, number four, a pattern, something that is frequently repeated that produces an emotional charge because it's based upon your position. That comes from, if you want to know what you're called to do, just look what you've been through. Since you've been through this, you know what it feels like to be abused. It is, do you know that we connect on the level of our suffering, not on the level of our success? Do you know that? You do know that, right? So everybody that I'm connected with, we connect because you understand my suffering, I understand your suffering. We don't connect on the levels of our successes. We connect with people on the level of our suffering. So look at the people in your circle. Everybody's in your circle. Y'all have similar things that you've suffered. Now, vibrationally, you can only connect. And I'm talking about a heart chakra connection. You cannot elevate in love. That's why they call it fall in love. Why? Fall. Why do we fall in love? Because we connect on the level of our suffering. So everybody that's in your life, the reason that you're attracted to that person, the reason that you can't get that person out of your head, the reason you can't disconnect, because both of y'all suffered the same traumatic event as a kid. You got a DNA imprint. Y'all vibrating alike. You just don't know. So when I do relationship counseling, I talk to people that, you know, they can't leave Jim Bob or Jim Bob can't leave them, because what they're doing, they are both empowering each other to stay in the same freaking box, that cage of their childhood. So you cannot vibrate outside of that box because you're being empowered. Y'all both empower each other to suffer. See, everybody can relate to Jesus' suffering. How many people can relate to Jesus' resurrection? I don't know nobody that relates to Jesus as the risen Christ, not even myself. I don't know no man, no woman or child on earth that can relate to Jesus in his resurrected power. Why? We're not doing what Jesus did. I am not doing it. I'm trying to get there as fast as I can go. But I don't know nobody, so I gotta figure this out on my own. I don't know nobody that's doing what Jesus did. I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody on earth that thinks the way that Jesus thought. That's why I established the Kingdom Ministries Training Center. Because, hey, ain't nobody else doing it, so freaking I'm gonna do it. I don't know nobody on earth that thinks like a freaking lion, that everything's a meal. I don't know. I've never met a man, woman, or child that sees every problem as a freaking product. I don't know nobody. I'm the only one. Now, I'm trying to get people around me who think that way, who, if you bring them a problem, they see a profit. They see money. Somebody dies, they go party. I don't know nobody like that. That's why I don't really tell people how I really think. Because I just see a transition. So now I didn't used to. I used to suffer. I used to connect with people in their suffering. When I saw a homeless person, I connected with the homeless person in their suffering. And I said, oh man, that's a poor creature. Let me give him some money. Not no more. When I see a homeless man, I say, dude, when you're tired of, you know, living without a structure, let me know. I see a man who has chosen to just live without a home for a while. I don't see a man suffering. When I go to hospitals, I don't see sick people. I see people who got emotional problems that they ain't chose to deal with. So when you're ready to deal with your emotional problem, call me and we can get rid of your sickness. How do I know? I didn't read about it in the book. It took me. I don't know nobody else that thinks like that. I'm trying to develop an organization of people who think like lions, who think like God. I've already thought like the devil. I lived 40 years of my life thinking like the devil. Chaos and confusion. Poverty, sickness, mayhem, loss. I already did that, man, 40 years. So I'm not going back. So I know a lot of people who want to stay stuck. I am not one of those people. In 2019, you're going to hang out with me, bro. You got to be willing. I'm not saying that you got to do shizness. Just be freaking willing. If you ain't willing to consider that there may be a God that has a different way of thinking than the way you think, we can't be friends. In fact, don't call me. Don't email me. I don't want to hang out with nobody who can't think like God. I'm not talking about think like God like now. I'm talking about being willing to freaking consider that maybe there's a God that has a freaking purpose. And this purpose is going to develop a process. This process will give you the plan. This plan will give you a freaking pattern. This pattern will change your position in life. You will go from poverty to health. And that poverty, that change, your position is going to establish a particular ploy. That means you are going to be able to make moves that's going to establish a different perspective. That's what I'm talking about. Now that's difficult for 2019, because everybody I know, they were like, now remember, I spent 40 years doing this. What? Being a poor creature. It was everybody's fault, man. That's why I can talk about it with such passion. To know what you called to do, look what you've been through. What I've been through, I've been living my life like a freaking poor critter, like I'm flawed, like something's wrong with me, because that's what everybody told me. Oh, poor little Willie. Like, he couldn't read and write. Man, look at him. You know, he ain't had no mama, no daddy. Look at, oh, man, poor dude. Oh, dude. Everybody feel sorry for me, man. Don't feel sorry for me, man. Don't. I don't need your pity. Not you, you know, but, you know, I'm just talking about back in the day. Now, I don't need nobody's pity. I'm the king of the jungle. Everything is freaking lunch. There ain't no damn problems in my life. My life is good. Nobody got to feel, even if something bad happens to me tomorrow, don't feel, if I die tomorrow, y'all better be freaking partying at my funeral. I don't want nobody crying at my funeral. Because I just transitioned, bro. I just dropped this dirt suit. I just transfigured on about a chill. I went to a better place. I went to a different dimension. I didn't D-Y-E, I D-I-E'd. I mean, I made peace out. That means I mastered the game. See, that's a different perspective. People don't have that perspective. That's what I'm in business for. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we're here to change people's perspective. I'm not going into 2019 with the same perspective of 2018. Not me. And I hope to God you don't either. I hope to God that there's something that I say today that say, you know what? Who's little? He's a little test in the head, but he makes some good points. I want you to do the same thing I'm doing. I know what I don't believe what this fool's saying, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna look it up. He say look it up. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna Google it. I'm a dictionary.com. You know what? Let me check this out. This knucklehead is always talking about, you know, hey, prove me wrong. Hey, I'm gonna prove this fool wrong. Please, I want you to prove me wrong. I want you to find a crack in my armor. Why? I am willing to consider. Willing to consider that my perspective may be off. I doubt it very seriously, but I'm willing to consider. See, a lion, every day he wakes up, the lion says this. He yawns, he roars, rawr, and the lion sees something walk past, and know what the lion does? He considers that, damn, that might be lunch right there. That's the lion. The lion sees stuff that's way bigger than him. He sees stuff that's way little than him. He sees a little rat rolling around, running around in the desert. Know what the lion do? Well, that's just a little snack, but hey, I can use an appetizer. In the lion's brain, everything is lunch. In my brain, everything's underneath my feet. Because my God said that he's going to make my enemies my footstool. My God said I can trample on all snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. He didn't say not some. He said all power of the enemy. So in my brain, all other power is subservient to my power. That comes from my God. That's in my brain because I have a per inspection. The word perspective means to P-E-R and inspect, I-T-I-V-E. So is there anybody doing that? If not, hey, stick around, bro. Join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. I can't guarantee a lot of stuff, but I can guarantee you one thing. Your perspective is going to change. You know, the word perspective, it actually means optics. The word perspective is a vision word. The word perspective means to inspect. It means to look closely. It means to see through. Oh, come on, preacher. Let me say that again. I need you, my brother. I need you, my sister, to have a strategy in place that allows you to see through shiznits. I need you to have a strategy in place that allows you to look closely at. I need you, my brother. I need you, my sister, to have a strategy in place that is the science of optical illusions so that way you can see because you have specs. You have the ability to inspect. This is the science of inspection. You are an inspector. I need you to be an inspector. This is the principles of specs. That's what I need you to have in 2019. Because guess what? We're living in the days where even the elect, if they do not have the ability to see through, to look closely at, to over, under, and understand, to be able to see clearly now because the rain is gone. If you don't have that perspective, my brother, if you don't have that perspective, my sister, that's going to be a smooth talking, you know, a salesman that's going to come and sell you some snake oil as a remedy, and you're going to buy it. Why? Your perspective is evolved. My life strategy is for me to see through bullshitness. My life strategy is for me to see the flaw. That's my strategy. My life strategy is to avoid disaster with sound doctrine. That's my strategy. My life strategy is to always see problems as profit. That's my strategy. Every morning I wake up, I'm looking for problems. I'm looking for devils. I'm looking for demons. I convert demons and devils into saints and profitable beings. How do I know? How do I do that? I'm a retired devil. I'm a retired demon myself. So it's easy to spot somebody who think, walk, act, and talk like I used to, because I was a poor critter. I thought I was flawed. I thought I was junk. I brought into the lie that God creates disorder. Somebody told me that, dude, you're flawed. They said that you're a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic. And guess what? Someone said, you're a liability. I said, I am? Yeah, you're a liability, dude. So I said, I am? I said, yeah, dude, you are liable for what you just did. It wasn't even my I was a kid. And as a child, I brought into the lie about my ability. So I became a liability. So I walked around and I was, I was the black sheep of the family because somebody told me,
well, you ain't like your brother, man. You're not as smart. You're not as big. You're not this, that, and the other. And
I was like, damn, you know what? They're right. I'm a freaking liability. Nobody liked me around because I wasn't an asset. I was a liability. So I believed the lie about my ability that I didn't have none. So is a fish is a liability on ground. So I was a fish on the ground. Nobody told me, hey, dude, newsflash, get in the water, bro. You function better in water. See, nobody told me. So I didn't know. So I walked around on the ground. I couldn't walk like everybody else. I had trouble breathing. You ever seen a fish out of water? They just kind of flop around. You see their lungs, their gill open up. Their fish is he's slowly dying. Why? He's out of water. See, nobody told me. I believe the lie that I'm supposed to be on the ground. I didn't know I'm supposed to be in the water. So I've been walking around on the ground for 40 years, slowly dying. Fish out of water. Somebody lied to me, man. They lied to me. They didn't tell me my purpose was not to walk on the ground. My purpose was getting the freaking water, homie. So you got a purpose that ain't yours. That's why you in Groundhog's Day. You barely making it. You struggling. You sick. You tired. You stressed out. You got all this stuff because you ain't in your freaking purpose. Your purpose is not to walk on ground. Your purpose is to swim in the freaking ocean. Maybe you're in the ocean and your purpose, you ain't Aquaman. You're supposed to be on the ground, homie. You're in the wrong freaking purpose. So that's why you ain't got no process. That's why your plan don't work. That's why your pattern ain't got no power. That's why you're in the wrong position. That's why you don't have no ability to deploy. You can't change your perspective. Why? Wrong purpose. Well, purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. Abuse of self and others. So your job is like my job was. That lie that y'all told me, I ain't no freaking liability, homie. See, I was when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I believed that crap. I thought I was a liability, so therefore I was handicapped. Since I was handicapped, because hey, I got a liability, I'm not an asset. I'm handicapped, so somebody handed me a cap on my ability. The word handicap means to put a cap on your potential. Now, I don't know about you, my brother. I don't know about you, my sister, but now I understand I got unlimited potential. My father is the God of unlimited potential, and I'm made in the image and likeness of my father. So how much potential does God got? Unfreaking limited. Therefore, I've got unlimited potential. So don't put no cap on my ability, homeboy. Don't put no cap on my ability. I ain't no freaking handicap. Ain't no such thing as handicap. That word handicap should be exited out of the freaking dictionary. People should stop using it. There's no such thing as handicap. But see, if you ain't got no strategy to challenge the perspective that's currently being imposed upon you, your dog will not hunt in 2019. See, that lie about your ability is a lie. that handicap, that ceiling you got on your income, you can only make $15 an hour. That's it. You go, you know, that's that glass ceiling you got. Somebody handed a cap on your ceiling, and you believe that lie that you only worth $15 an hour. Now, you work $15 million an hour. Ain't no freaking limit on your income, homie. You're a liability, like I was. So you believe the handicap. So therefore, you can't take responsibility. You cannot respond to the ability because, hey, it's not your responsibility, right? I'm handicapped, man. With me, hey, I was raised in a cult. I ain't had no mom and no daddy. I've been on my own since I was 13. So, hey, yeah, that's right, man. Somebody owe me, man. Somebody, no, I need 40 acres and a mule. In fact, I'm going to go pick it. I'm going to go march down Central Street. I'm going to get a bunch of Negroes together. We're going to all go march, and the white man going to give us what we deserve, our 40 acres and a mule. God damn it. We're going to get our 40 acres and a mule, homie. That's the perspective of a lot of Negroes today. Still waiting for the freaking government to give them something. Man, you better get up. If you want to go get it, you better be a lion. Go freaking get it, maul something, take it with your teeth and your freaking tenacity. That's what I'm going to do in 2019. What y'all doing? That is my life strategy, bruh. That is my life strategy, sis. I'm the king of the jungle. The jungle is my space. I'm not trying to get in your jungle. That's you. I'm standing in my jungle. You know, the lions, they mark their territory. You know, they stay in their territory. That's their position. That's their ploy. That's their perspective. Brothers and sisters, those seven keys I just shared, if you can wrap your brain around it, and I have the Kingdom Minas Training Center, that's what we talk about every day, all day, to assist you with understanding, you have something called abilities. Disabilities makes you an expert in a specific subject. That subject allows you to master a specific environment. That environment allows you to establish relationships with others in that specific environment. And that relationship ability that you have with others in that particular environment allows you to get paid. If you overstand those five keys, you will have something called image, self-image. Then you will see yourself the way God does. You will oscillate and you will vibrate on a high level. You will walk right. You will talk right. You will breathe right. You will feel right. You will look in the mirror and you say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You would have be no devil or no demon or nobody will ever try to make you feel inferior because God made you a superpreneur. He gave you feelings that allows you to monetize and profit. So you become a feelingpreneur. Brothers and sisters, your purpose establishes a set of processes called procedures. Those procedures allows you to implement a plan. That plan gives you a specific pattern that equals power. And that pattern establishes your position or your brand. That position is how you advertise or how you deploy yourself. That's your ploy. And that ploy establishes your perspective. And that perspective is how you change the world. Because everybody that has that same perspective of you, which is a perspective of wealth, a perspective of health, a perspective of wisdom, and a perspective of toe-curling relationships with self, God, and others. That dog right there, that dog hunts. So my brothers and my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. This is the last day of this year, 2018. Do not go into 2019 without a life strategy, a stratagem, a structure that allows you to build wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. If you need assistance with establishing that structure, that strategy, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Today is also the last day of the sale to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Regular cost is $5,000. Right now it's on sale for $1,000 or five payments of $250. Five payments of $250 to join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center for all of 2019. So that way we can assist you with establishing a strategy that aligns with God's mentality. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back of all my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm Liddy, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it. Take it.
Thank you.